I'm Caleb Brown, host of the Cato Daily Podcast. It is December, and I am once again here to ask you to support this podcast and the broad mission of the Cato Institute by becoming a podcast sponsor. If you support Cato to the tune of $1,000 or more, I'll gladly give you a shout out on the podcast. The only way to do it is to visit cato.org/podcast sponsor to make your donation. Cato accepts no government money. We depend on the generosity of our sponsors to help us advance the values of individual liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Visit cato.org/podcast sponsor and support the Cato Daily Podcast and the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, December 17th, 2021. I'm Caleb Brown, telling stories that inspire a respect for the individual, the rule of law, and the basic intuitions of economics is a challenging task, let alone trying to do it for kids. Connor Boyack, author of the Tuttle Twins series of books, has launched an animated series by the same name.
Years ago, a young, less facial hair-ridden Connor Boyack and I spoke about a book that you were putting out for kids that would teach sort of basic libertarian principles. And you thought at the time, we'll do three or four of these books. And now the Tuttle Twins is truly spanned the United States and beyond. And now you're moving into cartoons. Tell us about that.
So you're right. I didn't have vision for what this has become, nor did I anticipate the world would go woke and crazy and kind of fall apart and families would, you know, be clamoring for materials that would help them learn about, you know, the ideas of freedom. What started for us as kind of a fun hobby and yay, we'll teach some children, turned into, well, wait a minute, we're teaching the adults as well who have never read Economics in One Lesson or The Road to Serfdom or even Atlas Shrugged or the other books upon which we base ours. And so things exploded. Let me give you a snapshot. We started in 2014. And from 2014 through 2019, we sold a total of about 750,000 books across those years, which for us is kind of a side project. Self-publishing was fantastic. We were very excited. So cumulatively, that's how much we had sold within those 5 or 6 years. In 2020 alone, we sold 1.3 million books, and the demand just was crazy, right? Homeschooling tripled nationwide, just a lot more demand and interest. And so right before COVID hit and that explosion surged, we had been discussing with some friends of ours who are behind the show The Chosen, this kind of multi-season series about Jesus that went kind of independent, raised a ton of money, and has been this massive hit. And they've kind of forged their own path. It's all free. There's no subscription. And they're pioneering this new distribution model, which when we started talking, and they're all libertarian, they all read Tuttle Twins with their kids, they started thinking like, hey, what if we did a cartoon? And it's like, well, we've been wanting to do a cartoon. So we just started the discussions that went very well to the point where we said, let's try and replicate that model that The Chosen went through. And let's see if we can do it with a cartoon as well. And now we raised, I think, $5 million from over 8,000 investors. This is a spin-off for-profit venture of what is otherwise entirely a nonprofit thing through Libertas Institute. And so the cartoon got legs very quickly, and we were able to fund season one. And just recently it launched, which is, for me, extremely exciting because it's building to this lack of vision I never had and allowing us to kind of grow this content empire and reach even more people.
Well, what are your measurables? I mean, obviously selling a lot of books is good, but in terms of reaching young people and their parents and having them, I guess, have takeaways for what they've read, what are you looking at?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, as we in past years would do some school projects and work with teachers and create curriculum, there was much more analysis put into this. Let's do, you know, pre and post surveys and measure how kids are learning about free market economics and whatever. I've given up on that. I see what we're doing as basically being Johnny Appleseed for the liberty movement, just out there planting seeds for freedom. We'll see what happens in 10, 20, 30 years as these kids get older. Obviously, we have metrics in terms of, you know, books that we produce, how many we sell. We're going to do the same with the cartoon. Our goal there is to reach 100 million kids in the next 10 years. But we've given up trying to measure impact. We know it's there. We get ample anecdotal testimonials from parents. I remember a story I recently got from a dad. He was walking through the grocery store with his 9-year-old boy, and they're going down the chip aisle, and his boy stops. So the dad turns around, walks back to where the kid had stopped, and he's like, "Son, what's up?" And he turns to his dad and he says, "Dad, I now understand why there's like 15 kinds of potato chips. It's spontaneous order." And it was this light bulb aha moment that the dad was so happy to see his son have. And those are the intangibles, the things that, you know, I'm not going to be able to, nor do I want to try and measure, but we know that it's happening. So for us, this is really an investment in the long term of our freedom movement, if you will, to see who are the next elected officials, think tankers, activists, you know, donors, voters, whatever. And so I don't want to try and control it or overanalyze it. We're just really trying to produce as much as we can, reach as many people as we can, knowing the impact that it is having.
All right. So what is your distribution model for this this program? How many episodes? And what are your hopes?
So the Tuttle Twins TV show is fully funded for season one. There's going to be 12 episodes. It's going to be a mix of like Phineas and Ferb or The Simpsons and Magic School Bus all mashed together. So there's a lot of imagination. There's a lot of humor. And the humor is dual layered. So it's, you know, a lot of silly stuff for kids that they're loving it. But then there's this adult layer as well. So parents are going to want to watch it. This isn't just put your kids in front of the iPad and now you've, you know, kept them busy for 30 minutes. This is truly a family viewing experience. We've got 12 episodes in season one funded. As of the time of our recording, Caleb, there's already a few episodes released, and we're doing a few. We're doing an episode every other week that we are releasing as we get through season one. What's awesome about this model that they pioneered with The Chosen, and now we're doing with the Tuttle Twins TV show and this company, Angel Studios, this distribution company that we partnered with, they're going to be replicating this model with many other shows and films as well. It's primarily using a pay it forward model. So what that means is anyone right now can go download the app, the Angel Studios app in the App Store. It's free. Or you can go to TuttleTwins.tv to get the redirect, and you can immediately start watching. And it's completely free. There's no subscription. There's no nothing. You watch it, and then it's like, hey, look, other people paid for you to be able to watch this for free. If you like what you see and you want to pay it forward, help other people watch it for free. And then here's some additional perks at the different levels that you want to give. So it's kind of a Kickstarter-esque thing where we want to draw as many people as we can. This is kind of a top of the funnel thing, right? We want to reach as many people as we can for free, hook them in, get them interested. And then from there, hey guys, we have books. Oh, hey, we also have curriculum. Hey, we have a podcast. And we want to deepen them in their understanding by first hooking them with this free, entertaining material. Our books, I would say, are like 80% educational, 20% entertaining. They're very idea heavy through the stories because we're trying to convey a lot of stuff. The show flips it. The show is 80% entertaining, 20% educational. So it's just a fun kids cartoon that the whole family is going to enjoy. And we're sprinkling these ideas in along the way. So we're trying to kind of, again, go more upstream, reach even more people, draw them in for free, reduce those barriers. So no one has to be like, oh, I have Disney Plus and Netflix and all these other things. I don't want to pay for one more, right? It's like, no, this is free. You're going to feel great about your kids watching this stuff. Let them watch it 15 times in a row, way better than Frozen or whatever else they're binge watching. Come binge on Freedom. And then as a whole family, you're going to be talking about, there's so many quips and one-liners and little jingles that they're just going to repeat and love and then deepen their familiarity with the ideas that we're teaching.
Connor Boyack is author of the Tuttle Twins series of books, now available in animated form. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast pretty much anywhere, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.